Boost.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, Madam Boardman. A former mayor of Jacksonville, who is the current president of the city council, had a lung transplant over the weekend. While Tommy Hazzouri recovers, Vice President Sam Newby will step in for him. The surgery was successful. Throughout Florida, there are now over 423,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 5,800 lives. 139 people in Duval County have died out of over 19,500 infections here. That's 17 more deaths and 1,000 more cases than were recorded before the weekend began. Both a protest and a counter-protest took place yesterday at the Confederate Monument in St. Augustine. Both sides stayed peaceful. The monument has been fenced off since the City Commission recently narrowly voted to remove it. And a reminder that early voting in Duval County begins 1 week from today, and if you want a mail-in ballot, you'll have to ask for one by August 8th. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to see some light traffic on Beach Boulevard. What's going on, Patricia?
Beach Boulevard westbound at Hodges, there's a wreck, and it might be blocking traffic coming from the beach going towards town.
Thanks, Patricia. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny in the morning, scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon, our high 92. This evening, a chance of rain and a low of 75. Currently, it's 72 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The NCAA says college football championship games will be put on hold. With now less than 100 days before the November election, the Trump campaign is looking for a game change as Joe Biden continues his lead. And a new report finds 1.8 million small businesses have temporarily or permanently closed due to the coronavirus.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
4 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all the way with you to 9 a.m. as we broadcast live out of the studios of Talk Radio WBOB. Your phone calls also at 831-0600 and the email address ed@wbob.com. Let's continue on with the news. We have been talking about this. Now the mainstream media seems to be picking this up. It all started with Fox News 35 out of Orlando. Remember, where hospitals, hey, 100 people are coming in. It's 100% positivity rates of COVID-19. Then when confronted by the media of Fox News 35 out of Orlando, it was only 9% positivity rate. It wasn't 100%. Governor Ron DeSantis says they plan to look into it. Now more misreported when it comes to COVID-19 deaths. We thought it was just Fox News. No, not anymore. Listen to this. CBS News 12 out of Miami.
About the accuracy of the death count after the CBS 12 News I-team uncovers several cases of people listed as COVID deaths but clearly died from something else.
A 90-year-old man who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture. A 60-year-old man dead from a gunshot wound to the head. These are some of the deaths in Palm Beach County recently and incorrectly labeled as COVID deaths in medical examiner records.
We took our investigation to the Palm Beach County Medical Examiner's office. Their operations manager took a look at the cases that we flagged and admitted they were errors. He says the staff is working to remove the erroneous deaths.
Well, there you go. It's going back to the days like of 2020 or investigative journalism that they're not reporting the misaccuracy or the inaccuracy of this until being confronted by the media. Remember what Fox News 35 reported, which we talked about last week. Again, you just heard from CBS News 12, 60-year-old man died from a gunshot wound. It was COVID. 90-year-old man who fell and died from complications of a hip fracture. That was COVID too. 77-year-old woman who died of Parkinson's disease. That was COVID.
There are also new questions over whether Florida counties are correctly tabulating coronavirus deaths.
Yeah, this is coming up because we were speaking with the Orange County health officer about some of the numbers regarding coronavirus deaths. And we had noticed that two people in their 20s had died from COVID. And so we asked him if there were any underlying conditions involved. And one of the answers really surprised us. He told us that one person actually died in a motorcycle accident. And he told us that that had gone into the COVID numbers. And right, so we were told that it was a man in his 20s who did test positive for coronavirus, but had died because he was in a motorcycle accident. And so then today we've been trying to follow up on this to figure out if this is still currently in the state data.
Of course, what they're saying is it's all computer error out there. South Florida Sun Sentinel, a very well-known publication in the state, says that Florida mistakes on child COVID-19 rate raises questions of how the numbers can be accurate. Remember, we're told by the teachers' unions and we're told by those out there, we've got to shut things down. We can't open back up the schools because all these kids have been infected with COVID. Well, the Florida Department of Health said there's been an error that's been produced of COVID-19 positivity cases, where nearly one-third, a stunning figure, one-third, 30%+, has been put into the numbers of kids infected with COVID. Well, after a week issuing the statistics, the department took it back without explanation. The next weekly report showed that COVID-19 had plunged by 13.5% after being confronted by the media. The department blamed the computer programming error for the mistake. Remember, the 31% positivity rate for children was provided in the health department July 10th pediatric report. This is one of the areas where the school unions have said, we don't need to be reopening out there. But according to the website, when it was the new data, the new data came in at July 19th. It showed a sudden decline. The new report, you guys ready for this? The new report also showed what appeared to be a massive increase in the testing. Wrong. It dropped drastically. The state blamed the artificially inflated positivity numbers on, you ready for this? Computer errors.
It's the IT guy's fault.
Yeah. The state blamed the erroneous children statistic on a failure to include thousands of negative results, Raj, on what's going on out there.
Yeah. Wow. You know, this just muddies the whole water and you don't know what to believe anymore. You know, other than there are a lot of people with incentive to make it look like there are more cases of COVID-19 than there are.
How many of y'all watch sports? As we know, there's been a big battle going on when sports was going to happen, when sports wasn't going to happen. Major League Baseball, by the way, folks, did not slow down because of COVID. It's because the players cannot agree with management and the MLB and everything else when to start the games.
There are some new rules for the 60-game season. The National League adds a designated hitter. A runner on second base will begin extra innings. And there'll be no face-to-face arguments with umpires. Major League Baseball also announced it will show support for the Black Lives Matter movement. Earlier this week, some San Francisco Giants players and the manager kneeled during the national anthem at an exhibition game.
That's Luke Tomlinson from Major League Baseball. The NCAA Board of Governors now say that they're monitoring health conditions around the country and issued guidelines of when some of the games for NCAA Division I is going to begin. Jason Redman, Sports Talk Radio, here on our newsmaker line. He's been Sports Talk commentator with iHeartRadio and the Florida Radio Network. Jason, let's start with Major League Baseball right now. The political correctness, kneeling down, the Black Lives Matter. They have a very short season. Where are their numbers going to go? Do you think people are going to be watching these games?
Opening day set the record for the most watched game in the history of televised baseball. So, I mean, that opens up the case for right there. And by the way, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for having me on the radio show.
Yeah,
with
y'all. You can thank me later. Go ahead.
But in all actuality, like I said, people are just yearning for sports, Ed.
I mean,
they want sports back. They want the competitiveness back. They don't care what it is. Line them up. Let them play some baseball, football, basketball, whatever it takes, get it done. And, you know, you talk about the coronavirus. You know, most of these players that are testing positive, none of them even realize they have the symptoms. If they weren't being tested so many times, so frequently, in and out of the locker rooms, in and out of the bubble, on the way to the arenas, they wouldn't even know they were sick.
All right, let me get into that in a moment. Where are we at? Let's talk about high school sports in the state. Is this going to be a unified when it comes to the Florida High School Association, Athletic Association, or school districts going to end up doing their own beginning of games taking place? What's happening? Give us the lowdown on that.
Well, they have a fall sports task force that's being handling all this stuff. They're meeting constantly, once, twice a week, and they're meeting, going back to the FHSAA and updating what they're finding. But right now, Florida, Texas, California, the pillar of football throughout the nation when it comes to high school football, they're all different across the board. And right now, okay, the FHSAA say, okay, the 27th, which is today, you guys can continue to practice. What that means, you can go outside, you can work out, you can hit the weight room. There's no contact. There's no formality of football to be done. August 14th, they're going to come back and talk about their August 24th hard date. So August 24th right now is the date that FHSAA says football can now start, which would put their first game somewhere kicking off around the September 7th.
Wow. Now, Jason, you follow this as a radio host. Will there be games? Will they be done in the afternoon? Will there be no fans allowed? What are you hearing?
There are no answers across the board. And, and that's at all levels. You're talking about high school football, college, and NFL. Nobody has any answers to this right now. And it's getting later and later. So what the problem is, now you're starting to talk about safety of players. We go all the way back down to high school. These kids have missed all their off-season stuff. They've missed all their spring football, all their summer workouts, 7-on-7. These things are very important to the health and wellness of the player going through the routine that is a football. You're asking a lot out of a young man's body that they haven't been able to go out there and experience, especially in the Florida heat.
Here's what Lou Holtz said, the great football coach. He's out of Florida. He says, listen, dealing with COVID is going to be part of life. Let's move on with it. Listen to the clip.
And it comes a time where we understand that risk is part of life. Yeah, we want to do everything we can to keep them safe. But in college football, with the contact, the closest, they are trying to eliminate all risk whatsoever, and you cannot do that. And life is a matter of risk, and they're going to close everything down until they come up with a virus. I see no way there can be college.
Wow. Okay, so next time we can talk about NFL, but the bottom line is that we're going to find out some sort of decision sooner on the high school level out there. But what you're hearing right now is it may be limited to certain games, and we don't know what's going to, the atmosphere is going to be like with fans and things like that, correct?
Correct. Public schools like Seminole, Miami, there's a couple in Orlando, private schools out of Orlando, Sandwich here in Vero Beach. They have all said, you know what, we're going to wait for FHSAA to tell us exactly when to start. They're not doing anything. They're not going to go to, we're not taking this window. So right now, there is no formality. There's nothing to say, okay, this date, that date, and the next date. Right now, it looks like if they do have a season, it'll probably be 8 games. FHSAA will now hold you to the new regulation of points, district play. You'll play your games. They'll figure out a way to award the teams at the end. But right now, Ed, it looks dismal for our football season to happen here in the Sunshine State.
Sports talk radio host Jason Redman. Jason, good information. I know we'll probably be talking to you next week about this. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Yep.
All right, man. Yeah, so they have no clue as of yet, and if it is, it could be limited. When it comes to football, parents and women's sports as well, parents want to see activity, so they does not inhabit or does not kind of slow down a chance to get a scholarship. So, all right, good discussion. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our Monday is still looking pretty smooth, but we do have a little light traffic on Southside Boulevard headed north just before Bay Meadows. Add a few minutes and we can't see everything, so if you see anything, give us a call. 901 safe.
Mostly sunny in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon. Our high 92. This evening, a chance of rain and a low of 75. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service with the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work with families all across the First Coast, from Bernardino Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
EricForCongress.com.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your family. Tell me, what can I do today?
Hey friends, Amy Grant here. I know our lives have been turned upside down. It's hard to know which way's up. But don't get tired doing the right things. Social distance. Wash your hands. Stay home. Shelter at home. But what if you don't have a home? Because you know what? There are people in our towns that don't have homes. Want to feel better about your day? Help somebody out. Help somebody out that's beyond your immediate circle. We have to shelter at home, but we can find those people and help out.
Please contact the City Rescue Mission today at crmjax.org.
Yes, we are all in this together. Find out what you can do to help the homeless, because everybody needs a helping hand right now.
The City Rescue Mission. Everybody needs a helping hand. crmjax.org. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports testing for COVID-19 among children has shown results. With schools reopening soon, some legal analysts expect lawsuits to be filed over school safety. And Facebook shuts down a page promoting rallies supporting the police.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
For those of you out there, shoot me an email or a call at 831-0600. How many of y'all we said this was going to happen about a month ago. It's called Back the Blue Lives Matter type of rallies going on. I know Northeast Florida had quite a few. I don't know how many attended. I'd just like to hear from you. How many, can you tell me what was happening? Was there any, because everybody thinks that we should know everything, and kind of Roger does. Sometimes we're a little late to the game because our emails blow up every morning at ed@wbob.com about a charity event, about, like, I had to go to one on Friday early in the radio show, which I'm grateful to do. But we get all these things about Back the Blue. The question I'm asking you out there listening, how many of y'all are going to these rallies, and what is taking place? I know that they had one, I think, over in Middleburg last week where the BLM crowd was on one side and Support the Blue, which is the police, was on one side out there. And remember what Joe Biden says. You ain't blue if you voting for Trump.
Okay.
Little joke, you know? You ain't blue enough. So my question, because I know they had some rallies this past week, but I like to, some of you, can you tell me what's been going on at some of these rallies? Have people been speaking, or are we just on a street corner holding up signs supporting the police? Because Facebook has been not everywhere. But if they've been shutting yours down, I'd love to hear from you. Facebook has been shutting down some of the pages supporting what is called Back the Blue. Event pages supporting Black Lives Matters, according to our friends at the Media Research Center, have been allowed to stay up on Facebook, but not events that support the police. According to the Law Enforcement Today national spokesperson, Kyle Reeves, he says they had in one area over 6,300 RSVP respondents, and Facebook took it down.
You had, past tense, a Facebook page detailing the event. You say Facebook shut it down.
Yeah, we had more than 6,300 people had already RSVP'd to the event on Facebook. And as of last night, Facebook took down the page with no explanation. Now, we know that Facebook has taken down the pages of other rallies and events over the last 6 months. We just didn't expect it to happen with the Back the Blue event.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. They take down the Back the Blue event, but we're going to allow the BLM protest, which you know is always, it's like the inmates have broken out of Arkham Asylum.
I feel like you're living in an alternate universe where, you know, social media, respected companies, don't support law enforcement. That's crazy.
To you out there listening, let me ask you this: is it, we talked about the numbers with the next clip, Shannon Brain from Fox News at Night talks about a new poll that was done by Cato Institute, where 62% of those out there, Democrats, Independents, and Republicans combined, don't share their political views, don't say what they really want to say. In other words, they look around before they maybe have a conversation at a table at a restaurant.
Everybody wants to be liked.
Right. 77% of conservatives, the highest amount of numbers there, said that they won't do it because of fear of retribution that may take place here.
Americans say they are afraid to speak their minds. A new poll finds 62% of people have political views they now say they're afraid to share. And these concerns do cross party lines. The majority of Democrats, independents, and Republicans all agree they don't feel safe to speak their minds on politics. There was one group that self-identified that said they feel that they have complete freedom to speak out. These are people who describe themselves as, quote, strong liberals. 58% of them said they have no worries at all.
Almost 60% of liberals, 77% of conservatives say they don't talk about it.
I'm not a
60% say we had no problem.
I'm not a poll denier, but this could explain possibly, you know, why Trump is, you know, lagging behind Biden.
That
in the
could
polls.
Be.
Maybe they don't want to be honest and say I like Donald Trump to the pollster who's calling them.
Well, that's why I'm getting at is that I'm jumping around here, but that's why my question is that this is where I want to go with the question. This is what I'm going to ask: is this getting old? The cancel culture, all of this. Do you think that, okay, it's kind of like COVID-19. We went in from the month of March, all of April, with a shutdown. The numbers were at 85% of those supporting the shutdown. Now the numbers are below 50%. Most people, will not support another shutdown, according to the poll numbers out there. The question is that, okay, you sat back and said, okay, let me look at the polls here. Okay, the Black Lives Matter, whatever. Okay, well, you know, give about a month. And after a month of illegal protests taking place, after a month of mayhem taking place, cancel culture. We're going to give you a little bit, but no, you didn't want the 10 yards. You wanted the 50 yards. Now you want to redo everything out there. Is this, do you believe at the polls? How many of y'all believe this? Do you believe this is going to come back to bite those in the rear end that support redoing a lot of these? Hey, I'm not saying that you have to support keeping monuments. I'm just saying, does this become an old issue after a while by sitting back going, okay, it's kind of like, okay, we allowed you, for example, back in the 2016, yeah, all those in the LGBT community, they wanted the same-sex acknowledgement. Then we find out within a year, we want to go after those of transgender and transitioned bathrooms. So they started going further. Something you thought wouldn't happen for the 5-8 years down the road.
Incrementalism, yes.
Yes. How many of y'all believe this is getting old? And how many of y'all think this is going to bite certain people in the rear end? 831-0600. Love to hear your view. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Park Avenue headed north just before Wells Road. Add an extra 1 or 2 minutes. And if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny this morning, and then scattered thunderstorms roll in the afternoon, the high 92. This evening, a stray shower or thunderstorm and a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The conservative choice for North Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis and North Florida sheriffs agree. Jennifer Bradley for Florida Senate. Lifelong conservative and rock-solid Republican, Bradley will stand with President Trump and fight for our values here and in Tallahassee. A mother and small business owner, Bradley is 100% pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. Jennifer Bradley will stand with law enforcement, stop liberals from defunding our police, fight to end sanctuary cities, and defend the rule of law. Jennifer Bradley will work alongside Governor DeSantis to revive Florida's economy, raise teacher pay, better fund our public schools, and balance Florida's budget while keeping taxes low. That's why Governor DeSantis and local sheriffs agree. The conservative choice for North Florida? Clearly, simply, Bradley for Florida Senate. Paid for by Jennifer Bradley, Republican for Florida Senate, District 5.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, and live sports. News clips, trending bits, and timeless hits. It's Kim and Courtney, Seth and Jimmy, Hoda, Savannah, Fiona, and Shrek.
I'm an ogre!
It's the best of streaming and the best of TV. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. These titles plus the English Premier League and Lone Auto SVU streaming now. Content availability may vary over time. Some content requires paid upgrade.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The Democratic Party, they're the ones that pushed Jim Crow laws because of the Ku Klux Klan's influence. That were an extension of the Democratic Party. So if we're going to hold the Democrats to the same standards that they want to hold everybody else to and get rid of any vestiges of slavery, it means getting rid of the Democratic Party. And so we're just trying to hold them to the same standards they want to hold everybody else.
That's funny as anything. That's Texas Republican Louie Gohmert. Mm-hmm. He says, if you're going to do anything, you want to erase history, which is what they want to do. He goes, you want to get rid of names, like, for example, redoing the names of Confederate monuments or, you know, redoing the names of schools named after Confederate soldiers out there. You want to erase it, then maybe we should do something to the Democratic Party as well.
You know, I don't understand the whole concept of sanitizing history. I mean, what happened is what happened. And I think it's important for the young people growing up today to learn it. And very often, you know, they learned it from some of the, you know, monuments and things like that that are around.
What black, low-income blacks are facing is not bigotry or institutional racism. It is systematic neglect and abandonment and treasonous behavior. Bigotry is not their biggest challenge. It's treason.
That's civil rights activist Bob Woodson out there. $20-plus trillion has been spent, and yet the best they can say is systemic racism out there. Then what happened with all the money that was being spent in order to turn certain economies around? In certain cultures around. Interesting. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Question, many of the big city mayors out there, crime's taken over. Should we give them more money or just let the Black Lives Matter crowd co-opt and take over the cities themselves and let the people decide what should happen? Or should Trump continue to go in and help out? 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It's been 2 months and there's no end in sight to the violence on the streets of Portland, Oregon. There was more rioting over the weekend in Portland, among other cities, including Seattle and Louisville. Later today, we'll get a look at what Senate Republicans propose in the next round of coronavirus relief. They'll unveil their plan, which will apparently include another round of $1,200 stimulus payments to certain individuals, along with unemployment benefits amounting to 70% of the recipient's pay before being laid off. Dangerous flooding in South Texas, the aftermath of Tropical Storm Hanna. It roared ashore as a Cat 1 hurricane over the weekend, authorities urging people to stay off the streets. Wall Street Dow futures up 83 points, S&P futures up 14. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Owners of some bars and breweries could meet this week with a top state official to discuss the possibility of reopening those types of businesses. Over the weekend, Halsey Bashiers, the secretary of Florida's Department of Business and Professional Regulation, said he plans to have talks with some proprietors, this in the wake of a warning from the state's brewing industry that many Florida breweries could fold within a month if they continue to be prohibited from serving beer at their locations. A former mayor of Jacksonville, who's the current president of the city council, had a lung transplant over the weekend. While Tommy Hazzouri recovers, Vice President Sam Newby will step in for him. Throughout Florida, there are now over 423,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 5,800 lives. 139 people in Duval County have died out of over 19,500 infections. That's 17 more deaths than we had before the weekend. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on Park Avenue headed north just before Wells Road. Add an extra 1 or 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny this morning, and then scattered thunderstorms roll in the afternoon, the high 92. This evening, a stray shower or thunderstorm and a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Now, with less than 100 days before the November election, the Trump campaign is looking for game change as Joe Biden continues his lead. A new report finds 1.8 million small businesses have temporarily or permanently closed due to the coronavirus. And the NCAA says college football championship games will be put on hold.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
People aren't enthused about Biden. They just don't like Trump, and that's not good. That's not a great motivator. That's not something that makes you get up on election day and say, hey, I have to vote. And when Joe Biden says certain things, he causes even more of a lack of enthusiasm. And you know America is in a terrible place when Kanye West seems like a viable option.
Yay, 2020. He actually is getting some poll numbers at.
Like, okay.
He got a 2. You know, it's not going to win
Roger, you
the
got
election.
Excited by saying that.
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I wonder, and I need to ask one of my lawyer friends, is there any way, if there's a constitutional crisis, that, you know, somehow or the other, Kanye can end up being in the White House, even if he doesn't get anywhere near the level of support? If, for example, if the Electoral College can't figure things out, or both the other major candidates, for whatever reason, are disqualified.
Why would you contact a lawyer? I can answer it for you. What in the world are you talking about?
Just wondering.
Wondering about what?
This has been a crazy year. I wonder, can it get any crazier?
Well, if Kanye's at 2% of the poll, unless he gets elected, what makes you think that he even has a chance to get in the White House?
Well, we could end up with a constitutional crisis, I'm saying.
What's the constitutional crisis?
Well, suppose hypothetically that, you know, sometime between now and when the Electoral College meets, both the major candidates, for whatever reason, are ineligible and can't take office.
Why would they be ineligible?
I don't know. There could be a whole plethora of it.
Then what would be the constitutional crisis?
Well, I don't want to suggest.
Oh, hold on. Major. Wait. Roger's got this black magic hat. Let me try to keep polling something. I don't understand where you're going.
Not likely, but possible. Is there any way possible he could become president? That's all.
Roger, it is more possible that you hang out with Elon Musk and get a ride to the moon before any of that happens right there.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
I still think that's hysterical. You ain't black out there. Anyway, 831-0600.
Violent clashes erupting across the country. Person shot and killed at a Black Lives Matter protest in Austin, Texas. The suspect is now in custody. In Seattle, police declaring a riot after a construction site is torched. 21 police are hurt. 45 people are arrested.
Portland seeing its 59th straight night of unrest. Police using tear gas on rioters after they bring down a federal courthouse fence. And police declaring an unlawful assembly in Richmond, Virginia, after rioters set a dump truck on fire outside police headquarters.
All right, here is a question I like to ask you. I may have a little difference with some of my conservative friends. Do you believe that the riots and protests in several of these major cities become a huge political issue in November? What do you think?
I think if, as long as the Trump campaign is running commercials that say, you know, welcome to 911, no one's here to take your telephone call, press 1 if this is a robbery, press 2 if someone's been shot, I think that concerns people.
I think you're right.
I think that does concern people.
But tell me why, for those of you listening, let me have a little fun here. 831-0600-904-831-0600. I am of the mind in November that this may not be that big of an issue. But there's a reason why that I think this. See if some of you can guess it. Some of you should be able to get this. Kind of, we've already kind of given you the answer inside the conversation without mentioning again. Or am I wrong? Roger brings up a very great point. Wait, we got a drone over you. Wait, somebody's breaking your building? Okay, do you speak English? Press 1. Press 2. That's what your point is. You're exactly right.
Well, there are calls now.
It's going to be going there. There
are calls by the left for people to defund the police.
You've got to hit all those buttons to get to an operator.
Uh-huh.
So why I'm of the, as of in November, I don't think it's going to be it could not be a big issue. But there's a reason why. See if some of you can guess it. Why do you, or am I wrong? Do you think that if this is still happening in Seattle and in certain parts of Texas and Richmond and Colorado, and I'm trying to give you the answer without giving it, why do you think it's going to be a big issue in many other municipalities? Do you believe at 831-0600, do you believe that if more of these riots take place, is this going to be a big issue in the November election? I'm to say, I don't think so. But there's a reason why behind this. I think some of you may agree. 831-0600.
So why are all crimes suddenly legal in a protest? And what happens when you give in to the protesters? The crimes only get worse. It's like giving free drugs to a junkie. Any attempt at communication is seen as weakness, which eggs on the mob. So the question remains, what do you do now in the face of violence? The libs and the media want the feds to do nothing, even as the city leaders do nothing too. Everyone thinks the best thing to do is nothing. Except nothing in the face of crime will mean more crime. But maybe we should let them win this battle. Let the mob run democratic cities. Maybe then the businesses and citizens will speak up to save their city. Or maybe not.
Host of the Greg Gutfeld Show, Greg Gutfeld. Greg, basically what he's saying is, maybe since these are run, and which is true, most of these are run by big city mayors. The other only big city that has a really huge amount of crime is, well, you're living it if you're listening here, is Jacksonville. It's run by Mayor Lenny Curry. Many, many elements of crime that are taking place, and they're not going down, okay? Having said all of this, that he says, hey, you know what? It's almost like let the inmates, you know, one of my favorite movies was Training Day with Denzel Washington. And there's a thing called street justice. And I'm not saying you have to agree with the quote, but he says, we need Ewan McGregor, not Ewan McGregor, Ewan McGregor played Obi-Wan Kenobi. This was the other one. I'll figure out who it is. Just have to look it up, with Denzel Washington, who played it. He says, we need law and order. And he goes, don't we have law? He goes, wait. He goes, we're going to let society. In other words, what was the saying out there? He goes, you're just going to let the inmates take out the inmates? And he goes, heaven willing, yeah. In other words, it's street justice.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, we do enough to help out those out there. And he goes, those that don't want help, he goes, it's just other people are just going to take out other people out there. And so the question is, and I'm not saying we advocate, not at all, but should we let some of these cities just go by the wayside? We've offered them help. They don't want help. They're telling the feds they don't want to happen. So just, and maybe the citizens will come in and actually vote these people out for those that want to be the law and order candidate.
It's difficult. You know, it's a real complicated thing because you look at certain cities like Seattle where they, you know, the mayor of the city was kind of like on the side of the rioters and telling them to calm down. They vandalized her house. You look at Portland, Oregon, where the guy, the mayor there was standing with the rioters and the protesters, and they start booing and heckling him, calling for him to resign.
Right.
And then the federal police end up tear gassing, and the mayor ends up getting tear gassed. So, you know, it's just mayhem going on out there.
Yeah, so I mean, what's the point of doing that? So here's my question to you. Ethan Hawke, that's who it was. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. So my question is, do you believe this is going to be an issue? Because evidently, if Trump's down in the poll numbers, people don't think of this as a big issue right now. Okay?
If they're being honest with the pollsters.
Yes, that's right. If they're being honest with the pollsters down there. My question is, let's say that we buy into everything. Why in Florida or wherever you're listening, why is this not a big issue? You kind of should already have the answer. I'm thinking this may not be the biggest issue that people think it may be when it comes to law and order. And there's a reason why it may not be that big of an issue. 831-0600. See, some of you can guess. I'd love to hear your view on this. 831-0, or am I wrong? I could be wrong on this. 831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get a little bit of our usual light traffic on Beach Boulevard headed west, just passing 1122, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add a few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly sunny this morning, and then scattered thunderstorms roll into the afternoon, the high 92. This evening, a stray shower or thunderstorm and a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
Let me ask you something. What do you think is going to happen with our tax rates over the next few years? Will they go lower, stay the same, or go higher? Unfortunately, I think we all know the answer. Congress is going to have to find some way of paying for all that stimulus spending, trillions of dollars worth. So what does that mean for you? Well, it means you should start thinking now about how you can be more tax efficient in retirement.
Find out more at guardingyournestegg.com.
Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
My opponents are a lot like career politicians in D.C. Chicken. I'm Kat Kamak. I've spent my whole life being tough. When I was younger, my family was homeless. Now, I run a small business and was Congressman Yoho's deputy chief of staff.
Kat Kamak isn't afraid of the liberal media, socialist mob, or the Washington elite. Kat stands proudly with President Trump to restore our economy and defend it from those who will tear it down. Kat will protect our Second Amendment freedoms, work to secure our borders, defend the unborn, and support our brave military, first responders, and police. While other candidates are walking on eggshells, Kat Kamak has courage.
I'm Kat Kamak, and I approve this message because in Washington, these guys will run away from President Trump, guns, and the pro-life values that we care about. And I say, that's chicken shit.
Kat Kamak for Congress. Paid for by Kat for Congress.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With schools set to reopen soon, some legal analysts say expect lawsuits to be filed over school safety. Facebook shuts down a page promoting rallies supporting the police. And the South Florida Sun Sentinel reports testing for COVID-19 among children has shown errors.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
A new report shows that 1.8 million stores, businesses have shut down. Not so much the stores themselves, but the businesses do from COVID-19.
Small businesses. We've got a new report that says over 1.8 million of them have either temporarily or permanently closed in the second quarter because of the virus. That's a big number.
That's from the Fox Business Network, Ashley Webster. Both parties still trying to nail out what they want in the upcoming next stimulus phase.
For Leader McConnell, it's about liability protections. For Speaker Pelosi and Democrats, it's about funding for underserved communities. But there are also a series of tax credits for the private sector that are going to be incredibly fascinating to watch, including the notion of providing tax credits to companies and corporations that might have to furlough or lay off workers by the end of the year. If they keep them on their payroll, they could qualify for some significant financial assistance. And the tension right now is it safer to provide financial assistance to people who are out of work, or is it better for the country to provide incentive to get employees safely back to work.
When Democrats talk about keeping the state closed, they, in fact, I would always like to ask many of them, because they're even here in the state of Florida, about saying that the governor should have shut down much sooner. No one can give you a define of what the date should have been. Should have been late February, early March. They say that we reopened too soon. Of course, none of them will tell you what they thought when the reopening should have became. So in other words, they support a lockdown. They support a shutdown. So the bottom line is that if that's the case, then you guys on the left still support the closing of all these businesses. Because when you support a shutdown, you support a lockdown, some of you out there that are still getting a check are not looking out for those that are putting people to work and do not have enough money out there. Fox News' Peter Ducey points out that if a lockdown continues in some of the states or a government shutdown of local businesses, it does not bode well for the Democrats and Joe Biden.
Biden has an 8-point lead over Trump nationally in a new Fox News poll, but the Biden lead shrinks to just 3 points over Trump if COVID-19 closures of restaurants and other businesses remain in place on election day.
So even though Biden is up in the polls, some of you don't buy in the polls, but I believe that one right there. Well, then how can you believe it if you don't buy into the rest of the other polls? Just out of a little bit of fun, some of you are saying, well, Ed, if you can't buy into the COVID-19 reporting numbers out there, then how can you buy into the political polls? Well, one is different. A polling company is private. The numbers being reported are normally those of some private companies and also that of the government numbers out there. Two different groups reporting on certain numbers. But here's the thing. The numbers show that if the lockdowns, if you have a, let's say you have a mandatory shutdown, again, they try to push it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you're going to see it happening here in Florida. Some local municipalities like Miami may continue it. That's not going to bode well for the Dems.
We'll see it in certain states. We'll see it in places possibly like California, where I think they're already going back to certain lockdowns there. We may see it in other areas if it spikes that have, you know, Democratic control.
Here's let's get to some emails. Ed@WBOB.com. Ed@WBOB.com. Roger, what did you put in your coffee to think that Kanye is a viable candidate? Roger, when are you opening up the campaign office for Kanye?
When did I say that Kanye was a viable candidate?
You said that, is there a chance with constitutional, blah, blah, blah.
I wonder whether or not, if there's a constitutional crisis, is there any way legally he could end up becoming president if craziness happens, you know, going toward election day? Because there have been times where things, you know, constitutional spells out that if it can't be determined by the Electoral College and it goes to the Congress, but then they can only pick among those who've run. So I'm just saying, is it possible? That's all I'm asking.
Roger, you need to go back.
Did I ever say I supported his candidacy.
Here's one. Roger, did you miss civics and college or high school? That if anything helps, if anything goes down to that path, then you would elect somebody. Yeah, certainly won't be Kanye. Here's another one. Hey, Roger, where did you... Roger, you must have a private school education. Anybody that goes to traditional public school will tell you that Nancy Pelosi could become president much quicker than that of Kanye. Wow. Here's another email. This one is from Samuel. Roger, I love you, but are you really being honest that because if there's a constitutional chaos, which you haven't really shown that there could be one, except you just pull one out of thin air... How does that mean Kanye would have a chance of becoming president? People calling you out this morning on this one out there.
Well, thank you. Love you too, Sam.
Here's one from Tanya. Ed, schools will not reopen right away. In fact, it's quite possible that schools may not reopen till September. We've been saying that for the last few weeks. Don't be surprised on that one. Here's one, here's one from Malcolm. Hey, Ed, you bring up a very good point. If online schooling is open back up, technically, are not schools open back up? Technically, you are correct. The online version of that. Here's one from Michelle. Ed, I still am flabbergasted by the teachers unions out there. I read your article at floridadaily.com last week that pointed out that all local teachers unions are not the same. In fact, it's interesting to watch how many of the liberal teachers union groups in the state of Florida locally support reopening and up schools, even online learning, which is part of reopening up the schools, compared to the Florida Teachers Unions Association. Here's one from Lisa. Hey, Ed, my husband is a member of the school teachers unions. He does it for protective reasons. He does not like their views, but he unfortunately is a slave to the cause. Oh, Ed, I'm sorry. I can't use that word anymore, slave to the cause. I get it on that one out there. Here's one from Sammy. Ed, I think you are incorrect. I do not believe the teachers unions will be validated. to have won a victory coming up later in the month of August. I think that Ron DeSantis and the Florida School Board Education unified policy should be the barometer where schools should set or be set at. Here's one from Stephen. Ed, I think all school districts should have their own policy when to open up. If COVID is much more of a worse pandemic in South Florida communities, let them open things back up before other cities as well. Hey, here's another one. A couple of emails to the point we brought up last week where the teachers unions have come out and said, we want to see a decrease. According to those that emailed me over the weekend, like the positivity rates, some numbers have been at 11%. Some days have seen 20% positivity rates. What they're saying is that they want to see a number of 5% or below.
All right.
But here's the problem. The South Florida Sun Sentinel, as of over the weekend, has reported because of computer errors that the 31% that were reported of COVID infections among young people, among children, not there. The numbers have dropped maybe around the 13% or even lower. So now this is the argument for the teachers unions to come out and say, well, we can't open up schools until we find that the school safety measures are back into place. Well, then we find out there's another error reporting. Oh, by the way, there are more error reportings, which we'll talk about coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get a little bit of our usual light traffic on Beach Boulevard headed west, just passing 1122, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add a few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine in the morning, thunderstorms in the afternoon. The high today, 91. This evening, there's a chance of a stray shower and a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Drug makers ponder the impact of President Trump's executive orders to cut drug prices. Honeywell sees a big drop in sales. Hearst loses the head of its magazine division. Those stories next. I was talking with Dr. McQuillan from Omega XL about some aches and some pains I've been having. She said whether it's your back, knee, neck, or shoulder pain, the cause is likely inflammation. She said you have to defeat inflammation to stop the pain. And she said if you don't, it can cause permanent damage. Omega XL is designed to attack the inflammation that causes pain. Pain relievers and topicals just mess the problem. Omega XL works to neutralize the inflammation that causes painful stiff joints and muscles. The doctor also told me with my prescription pad, I can't write anything that comes close to doing what Omega XL does. If you're suffering with aches and pains and stiffness, try Omega XL. Order Omega XL now and get a second bottle free. Visit OmegaXL.com/Lou. That's L-O-U. That's OmegaXL.com/Lou. Or call 1-800-844-4888. That's 800-844-4888. Pharmaceutical companies spent the weekend pondering the impact of President Trump's new executive orders, those aimed at cutting drug prices. President Trump signed the orders Friday, tying drug prices in America to what consumers pay outside the United States. The orders are likely to be positive news for health insurers like Cigna and United Health, and certainly for consumers. Honeywell's overall sales fell 19% during the second quarter, but one bright spot, the rising demand for its N95 face mask. Honeywell's aerospace group fell by 28% as the China virus and volatile oil markets negatively affected orders. Troy Young, head of the Hearst Corporation's magazine division, abruptly resigned following accusations he had made suggestive remarks to female employees. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often, people are caught by surprise and in the midst of their grief end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. When we talk about statues being removed, who do you think did most of the removal? It wasn't the rioters. The majority, local authorities, caved to the extremists, caved to the rioters, and removed the statues themselves.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Said they do not feel safe sharing anything. That was the biggest group. Now, does that give credence to what the president has said? Is there is a silent majority out there not feeling safe to talk about it or talk to pollsters or post on Facebook, but they're going to show up at the ballot box. A third of the people in the survey also said they actually think it could cost them their job or promotion. And we hear stories about people saying, listen, they found out I was a Trump supporter and either I got demoted or I didn't get the gig. They're not going to say that, but people worry that that's what's behind these.
Fox News tonight, Shanna Brame, we talked about this on Friday's show, barely a little bit. 62% of independents, Republicans, and Democrats say that they're afraid to tell you how they really feel. Not on this radio show. Everybody tells you how they feel. But anyway.
Their email.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really telling Roger how they feel. 77% of conservatives say they don't share their political views. The only group that said they felt comfortable were liberals.
They feel that they have complete freedom to speak out. These agree. Yeah. They don't feel safe to speak their minds on politics. There was one group that self-identified that said they feel that they have complete freedom to speak out. These are people who describe themselves as, quote, strong liberals. 58% of them said they have no worries at all.
It's amazing. They have no worries at all, but they want to limit your freedom of speech. We got a couple of emails on this one. Here's my question at 831-0600. We got several questions we're throwing out here this morning. Number one, Major League Baseball has reopened. Now they're all supporting the Black Lives Matter. They're all taking a knee. But then we found out from Jason Redman, sports radio host, who was on with us previous this hour, says that the viewership showed it was the biggest opening day they've ever had, I think because of all the shutdowns. Yeah. The question is, will you be watching Major League Baseball now if they plan on taking a knee during the national anthem? Is it one of these things, hey, you know, it's going to happen. I'm still going to watch the game. Number two, here's the other question. Do you believe that the riots that are taking place in not every major city, but quite a few, do you believe this will bleed over into as a big election topic in November? I am not of the mind it will. But there's a reason why that is, because I already kind of give you the answer right there. See if some of you can guess why I think this may not be a big issue as of right now, that some of you may think bleeding over into the election. And here's the other question out there. That the polls show that some people believe that if you're a Trump supporter or a conservative, you got demoted or reported at work. Here's a question. I don't know if this has taken place. Some of you may or have a story to tell me. How many of you all have felt that your views, whether you're liberal, conservative, or moderate, that you posted something on Facebook that or a comment you might have made got you demoted? Or maybe it got you promoted at work? How many of all would say, yeah, I heard of a story of a friend? I'd love to hear your stories at 831-0600, 904-831-0600. How many of all have been a victim of the political correctness where you said something wrong, you looked at somebody wrong, you just injected something into a conversation, and you felt that the word around work was, don't hang out with that guy or gal. They're too right wing or left wing. Mm. How many of y'all have felt that? How many of y'all believe that you've gotten demoted or you knew other people that got demoted because of their political views? 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.